Okay, this week we have a Gemara about a guy being a male. Next week about a woman being a male. I would like to talk about tonight. The Gemara says that talks about a yid being malagoy. The Gemara says a yid can be malagoy only if it's l'shem geirus. There's a nidain regarding the Bnei Keturah, the Arabs today in general, whether they have a mitzvah to do a bris milah or not. But the Gemara says Bnei Keturah chayiv in milah, and as the Mechassinuch brings, Rashi Shita is, it's just that one generation, the Bnei Keturah, the children of Keturah, were chayiv in milah, and the six of them, and then it's all over. And the Rambam holds that it's a halacha l'dairus. The Rambam brings the halacha that Bnei Keturah, even today, are chayiv, and since the Arabs are roiv Bnei Keturah, the Bnei Yishmael are a seventh of the children of the Arab mixture, so therefore the Rambam says that all the Bnei Yishmael, Bnei Keturah, are all chayiv and mila b'zman hazeh. Well, the Gemara says they have to be makbid to do it for money, which I think they're makbid. But the Gemara says they could do it; they get paid, and then this, because then they are eva, they could do it. So so that's what it says in the Rambam. So here, I'd like to share with you Shagasari's kasha, Neid Yudas Teretz, and Mechaschina's kasha. One follows from the other. The Shagasari is to steer in the Rambam. The Rambam says that nowadays the Bnei Keturah, Bnei Yishmael, Achayim, and Bris Milah. So he asks, there's a Mishnah in Yodayim, Perek Dalet, Mishnah Dalet. It says, Bay B'yayim, on the day that they were Moisef Sassolim in the Beis HaMedrash, Bay B'yayim, Bay Yehuda Ger Amoini, Vomit Lefnei B'Beis HaMedrash. Yehuda was an Amoini Ger, came to the Beis HaMedrash. Amalehem Ma'ani Lovei B'kol. He's a ger amayni. He says, am I allowed to marry a Jew? He's a Jew now. He's a ger. Amalei Rav Gamliel, Osirata. So Rav Gamliel and Rav Yeshua are fighting again. Rav Gamliel said, Osirata. Rav Yeshua said, Mutarata. So Amalei Rav Gamliel, it's a posik. A kosef aymer layavei amayni mayvi b'kal Hashem. Gamdar Asiri. How could you say that this ger amayni could marry? The posik says he can't. Amalei Rav Yeshua, and Rabbi Yeshua said, and the Rambam passes that way, that Sancheriv came. So Sancheriv conquered most of the world. He practiced population transfers. That's why the Ten Shvatim were moved out of Eretz Yisrael. The Amoinim moved out of Amoin. The Mayavim moved out of Mayav. So the Rambam passes that nowadays there's no such thing as a Amoini, a Mayavi, a Daini. But they have a law that's about marrying the Klal Yisrael. There's no such thing. Because the Mayavim are not Mayavim, and the Amayinim are not Amayinim. So, Pekhti Shagas Aryeh, so the Bnei Yishmael, the Bnei Keturah, they don't really come from Yishmael. They don't really come from Keturah. So he has to steer in the Rambam. How could the Rambam say halacha for Bnei Keturah, just like Bnei Amayim, Bnei Mayav? And Bnei Edayim don't exist as man as the same thing with all of them. But this is the Shagas Aryeh's kasha. So Nabi Yehuda says a Geshmaka Teretz. Again, the kasha is that why Bnei Keturah are different than Bnei Amai. So he says like this. He says the halacha that we go basa raiv. You didn't have a halacha that we follow raiv. The Gemara in Chulin is, how do you know you go basa raiv? So the Gemara has a limud. So for the Nedib Yehuda, that limud is just for Yidden. Yidden are allowed to go bus arrive. Goyim don't have this din that you could go bus arrive. He alludes to a prima gadim that if Eva Melechai is batul b'arrive, it's mutter for a Yid, but for a guy doesn't have a halacha of going bus arrive, and for a guy it's aser. How does that answer the question? The very geshmak. He says, the din of Bnei Amayin applies when, if there's a Megayer, it's a Ger Amayini, Ger Mayavi. That applies if there's a Megayer. So therefore, they could go Basarayv and their bottle, and they got mixed out with all the nations. Very geshmak. The din of b'dei ketura, it's not after them a gayer. The din of b'dei ketura is while they're gayim. So while they're gayim, the ketura gayim, so they can't rely on bittul b'raiv. So therefore, they still remain chayim and bris mila. A very geshmak of teretz, if you accept the aside. Gayim don't have the heter of raiv, and yid have the heter, so when you're a gayer, it's good. It's a metzias of rye, but who says you're allowed to rely on rye? You have one piece of tripe, two pieces of kosher, you're allowed to eat it. So Gemara has a limud, Gemara has a couple of limud, and we learn that from the Sanhedrin, maybe you learn from that that you go bus a rye, but that's for eating, then you go bus a rye. That's not Yehuda's Chiddush, that Goyim can't go bus a rye, he says to Prima God. What? Oh. So that's the Mechasinus Kash. So the Michas Chinuch has a bomb cash like the Navy Yehuda Mr. Step. He asks, listen to this. He says, if you can accept the Navy Yehuda's Terence, that the B'dei Keturah got mixed into the Umasailam, and you can't rely on Rav, says, Kash is that every single guy in the world should be Chayav and Bris Mila. Because it's not only the B'dei Keturah can't rely on Rav. It's also the B'nai, everybody can't rely on Raiva. Maybe the B'nai Keturah, if they weren't black, so maybe the blacks could rely. If they weren't Chinese, the Chinese could rely. But all the Goyim that could be mixtures of B'nai Keturah, all Goyim should be Chayiv. It's a bomb kasha Nevi Yehuda. The Nevi Yehuda is saying that why Bilbulu Umas is not a heter. Because when you mix them out, you can't rely on Raiv. There's no heter of Raiv. So what's going on? If you can't rely on Rav, every single guy should be chayiv in Bris Mila. It doesn't answer the Rambam's kasha. It doesn't answer Stiras Rambam.
When we say Rav, one who do Rav for a kula or for a chumra, it doesn't make a difference.
When we say Rav, normally Rav is a kula. You're mechayiv in something, and it's batel b'Rav. Something is treif, it's batel b'Rav. Rav is normally a kula that you're not eating a vela. But I have two pieces of kosher, one piece of nevela, and then indistinguishable, then I'm allowed to eat. It's a kula, typically. Here, yeah, bittul b'raiv is a kula. Not saying bittul b'raiv is always a chumra. Right? If I don't say bittul b'raiv, then I'm not allowed to eat all the three pieces of meat. That's true. Raiv is a kula. Not saying raiv is a chumra.
How is it that it can also become part of the
The ten shvatim did. The ten shvatim disappeared. Because you know what happened? You don't learn Navi. Sacharev, what happened to him? Sacharev, he never was guided at the two shvatim. It's even Aftira. We'll have to do it. Aftira, what is it? Sazriya Mitzarev, Aftira of the Shlosha Mitzaran. Okay, at any rate, so now comes back the original kasha. The original kasha comes back. If Bilbul Kalumai, so why B'nai Keturah different? So I'd like to share with you, Gedank, maybe something to answer the original kasha. In other words, the Nabi Yehuda's Teretz, the Michas Chinuch has a kasha on. I don't know how to answer Nabi Yehuda. It seems like he missed a step. I don't know what to say. But on the original kasha, I want to try a Teretz. I'm going to tell you something that from learning Navi, sort of came out as the aside in learning Navi. We know that there's such a thing as a ger, a guy could become a yid. A guy is a guy, there's a way he becomes a yid. He makabel mitzvahs, he has bris mila and tefila. A guy could become a yid. A yid can never become a yid. What about from one guy yisha uma to another guy yisha uma? If somebody moved one day, somebody from Amalek moved to Japan, or moved to America. And no one knows he's Amaleki anymore, he got mixed in. Does he have a din of an Amaleki? What's by Goyim? When Goyim move from one nation to another, do they change their status, or they don't change their status? So I don't know any Gemara that says Beferish one way or the other. It's for sure that it's mistaver that a guy could change. Why? Shaul was told, kill all the Amalekim. All the Amalekim. And he goes, and in one battle, he's ready to kill all of them, almost to the last one. So I don't understand. Shaul, is 400 years after Klal Yisrael left Mitzrayim. You mean to tell me in the whole 400 years there wasn't one person from Amalek that moved to a different country and moved into a different city? Maybe in Achinami. Maybe Rabbi Shalom made sure that it didn't happen. I don't know for sure. But it would seem that the definition of a person in the Umas HaOlam could switch from one nation to another. There's a raya to this. You all know that Shaul killed almost all the Amalekim. It seems one person was left, Agag. That's by Shaul, and that's in Sefer Shmuel. It's in Sefer Shmuel Aleph, around Perek Tezayin, Yud Zayin is the Mohammed with Amalek. In Perek Lamed, at the end, there's a Ir HaAmaleki. There's a whole city of Amalekim. And that couldn't be more than a year or two later, because Shaul's whole Malchus was Pasha 2 years, some say 3 years. And there's a whole Ir HaAmaleikim. How's there a city of HaAmaleikim? If a guy could go and become an Amaleiki by taking on, there's a whole city of HaAmaleikim. They're all killed. People moved in. If they took on the Amaleikim, it's like they're Megayer to be an Amaleiki. They say that they asked the Brisker Rav, this is printed, they asked the Brisker Rav if the Nazis were Amalekim. And he said, anybody who takes on the national identity of Amalek is automatically an Amaleki. So whether he meant it with Derech Hashkofa, or he meant it like I'm saying, that Yitaka become, in Achinami, he could become, I don't know. What? Oh, it could be that genetically the Amalekim also. They could be their descendants. How can we arrive at this? We have Jeremiah, that he just said about the money well, so I want to get to that. I want to get back to answer it. I just want to bring you another raya. You all know Rus was a Mayavis. Rus was a Mayavis. Who is she a descendant from? From Balak. Right? She was having Balak with the Schus that Balak brought all these Karbanis. In Parshas Balak, so came from him, his granddaughter was Rus. It sounds like Mamish's granddaughter, could be a great-granddaughter, it was Rus. But in the beginning of Parshas Balak, it says Balak was Melech L'Moyav Ba'esahi. So I think Rashi brings that there was no one in Moyav, they couldn't find someone royal to be a king. So they sent to Midian, and they got this fellow Balak, and they imported him to be king. So it comes out, Balak was not a descendant of Moav at all. Balak was a Midjani. And Balak's granddaughter is Rus, and Rus is a Moavis. Why should it be that way? It's a big kasha on Rashi, really, because everyone knows Rus was a Moavis, and yet Rus is a descendant of Balak. Rashi himself brings later. Oh, but by Goyim it says you go Basara Av. That's the thing. By Goyim you go Basara Av. So it's Balak. Well, Rashi says he was a Midjani. They shipped to Midian to get him. Rus's father was Balak's son. That's why it sounds like a direct granddaughter. I don't know. But. It doesn't prove. Well, if you get a new one, it's Vistavi, you lose the former. You know why? I'll tell you why, because that's what the Pasuk says. The Pasuk of Mayavis is not when he's a guy. There's no Issa Mayavis Bekal Hashem, he's a guy anyway. The Pasuk is talking by Geirus. See, my point, if you accept such a notion that there's such a thing as Geirus from one nation to another by Umas HaOlam, unless you accept such a thing, then the Steiros Rambam is answered. Why? Because by Keturah and Yishmael, they're still Goyim. They're still Goyim. So, Bilbul Kalumis, Yishkayach, is Malbul Kalumis. But if they call themselves Keturah, they call themselves Yishmael, so then they're Keturah, then they're Yishmael, the Chayim of Rismila. They became B'nai Keturah, B'nai Yishmael. I, the Mishnah Yadayim, say the same thing. That if they move to Amoin, they become Amoinim. They move to Mayav, they become Mayavim. But that's not true. That gezeres hakosev is not on a guy. The gezeres hakosev v'layavi amani mayavi b'kal Hashem is going on if to them begayer, if they become yidden. It's only if they become yidden. They're not mayavim and amayim now. Now they're yidden. They're yidden now. Just if they come from amayim and mayav, then there's a gezeres hakosev to ask them b'kal Hashem. But that gezeres hakosev, it doesn't mean that they're begayer to be an amayim. Because I'm a guy to be Israeli. The whole Mechatimtz is where they're Israeli. What? Because Al-Dvar Asher, the kid was Eschem, B'lachom Amayim. Okay. The Amalek is also Al-Dvar Asher, Asher Korcha Badera. But anyway, it could be, I'm just saying, Badera Chepshir, that even though Bilbil Kalu Umayis, the Rambam says Keturah and Yishmael, because Keturah and Yishmael, even if they're not really B'nai Yishmael, not really B'nai Keturah, since they take on the identity of B'nai Keturah, B'nai Yishmael, Ulai, that's the way it works. I know in learning Navi, it came up a number of times, this idea of people switching from one Uma to another by Goyim. If it is that way, at least potentially it explains the Rambam. Next week in honor of Chanukah, we'll have a full Mishmar, Mitzvah Hashem. I hope everyone makes it.